hyperbole. An advice podcast where two brothers
and Kyle
make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Seven?
Hyperbole.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hyperbole Podcast. We are the first podcasters to land on Mars. This is a moment of history.
Yeah, they shot us along with the Mars Insight.
They took the Mars Insight to measure the minerals and atmosphere of Mars, and they took us to measure how much a Martian can laugh. So we came here prepped with jokes. We've got plenty of jokes in our supply closet, and we're testing them out on all the Martians. Surprisingly, Danny DeVito's here. So
yeah, he's cool enough to be a Martian. That's definitely, yeah.
Anyway, hello, my name is Stefan, and I am your first host and pterodactyl. I'm your pterodactyl, Stefan.
I'm Anthony, and I'm your second terrestrial.
And I'm Kyle, and I'm your third extraterrestrial.
And this is our comedy podcast. So this is Self-Help for the Helpless. This is where we find some questions and other self-help bits, and we mush them all together, and we cook a delicious meal for you that you should probably throw up later. But it tastes good while it's going down. Then it's going to wreak havoc on that digestive system. Our podcast is basically like a Taco Bell dinner. It's like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
It's amazing. It's probably 1,000 times better when you're high.
When you are, when you have just stuffed yourself with the Chiba, then listen to our podcast while eating Taco Bell. That's like the ultimate pleasure vortex.
Yeah, and I think that we can say that we should thank our sponsors, Taco Bell. Think outside the bun. You know, that's how we have these brand new mics, actually. So, you got to thank Taco Bell for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Taco Bell. Our mics are actually Crunchwrap Supremes.
Think outside the pod. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like that. Anyway, guys, how was our Thanksgiving?
Oh.
One word, huh?
Thank God it's over. Am I right, fellas? No, it was good. You were with me, Stefan, at ours. I had a good time. I got really fat.
Yeah. I actually learned for the first time what tryptophan was. I didn't know what it was before.
I swear I've told you like 15 times what tryptophan was.
I think you have, but when I heard trypto, I thought it was like crypto. So I thought you were talking about cryptocurrencies, and then I immediately stopped paying attention.
You shut off?
Yeah.
The emergency glass doors came down on you. So.
It was like boring, 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 closed doors. So yeah, I'm pretty sure you told me what tryptophan was many times, but I just thought you were talking about Bitcoin or some shit. So anyway, but I tryptophan came down on me hard because I almost went into a coma on Friday. That's such a sneaky bastard defense mechanism.
Is that what
put you to sleep?
I mean, it's technically not a defense mechanism because you have to eat the turkey to be able to get that drug in your system, right?
Be dead.
So it's kind of like a really nasty fuck you from the turkey. It's like gobble gobble, bitch, and then you just pass out. Yeah,
I guess that's probably why Benjamin Franklin wanted it to be our nation's bird, because of its tenacity. Even after its life cycle has ended.
Yes, it will continue to... I don't know the word in English. Anyway, it will continue to annoy you even after death. It's kind of like my ex-wife.
Zing.
I don't have an ex-wife, but we love ex-wife jokes here, so We'll say them whenever. Guys, so good. Thanksgiving was good. Another thing that happened, the Avengers 4 trailer did not come out, which I was anxiously awaiting, but the Lion King live trailer came out, and that was awesome.
Did you really like it?
I loved it, but what I really liked is the cast. So Seth Rogen is in it. He's going to be playing Rafiki. Beyonce is in it, and she's going to be...
Really?
No! I don't know who he's going to be playing, but he's in there.
Oh! I thought you were... I was like, wait a second, man. I don't remember that from the trailer. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if Seth Rogen is Rafiki? He's like... I am your father.
That's...
Oh my God.
Wait, really in the movie?
Yeah, he's Scar.
What? That's even more.
I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm imagining with his voice.
King.
Oh, Simba. What is a lion cub like you doing in the elephant graveyard? Oh, God. Run. Run and never return. Anyway, I'm done doing Seth Rogen. But I he's probably going to be Pumbaa. I wouldn't be surprised.
That would actually be pretty dope.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah. And Beyonce's in it, so that's exciting. And I love how they couldn't find a replacement for James Earl Jones, so they just have him being Mufasa.
That's pretty badass, dude.
That's how he's the Mufasa.
He is. Nobody else could be Mufasa, except for maybe fucking Kevin James. But besides that, no.
Yeah, they couldn't. The budget wasn't big enough for Kevin James, so...
So yeah, they might do a they actually might have a crossover because I heard that Paul Blart Mall Cop Savannah Plains is coming out, so they might crossover.
That poor bastard has done so many movies to try to get Paul Blart, and no one is. They're just like, stop pretending. You are Paul Blart forever.
I'm pretty sure he signed a deal with the devil to be. It's one of those dastardly devil tricks where you sign your soul over, or you sell your soul, and then in return he gives you what you want but not in the way you wanted it. So he's like, I want to be one of the most famous actors out there, and he's like, deal. And then he just makes it Paul Blart 1, 2, and 3, and now he's fucked.
But you know what, he's got all that Blart money, you know, all around, just everywhere, coming out of his ears, you know. So I mean, hey, if I could sell out and become Paul Blart, dude, I would probably do it. I mean, let's be honest.
I'd be Paul Blart.
Oh,
I'd be
without
rolling
a doubt
around on that.
I would do so many fart jokes for
that's
cat.
Yeah, on a Segway, no less. Yeah,
dude, I would have blarted immediately if I was given the chance. I would.
If I get offered a sweet Paul Blart sequel movie deal, I'm abandoning you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would Blart my brains out. That's how much I love Blart. Anyway, so we're all excited for that. Thanksgiving was good. Let's get into the beef. But before we do, I'm going to read a review from Apple Podcasts. And first off, I just want to say thank you so much to all the fans that have been leaving reviews. We love it. We're almost up to 100. So once we get to that 100, if we get to 110 before, oh shit, it's going to be in the future when this is released. So you will have known if we are at 110, when you look at the reviews on Apple Podcasts, by this time, we will have handlebar mustaches. We will live up to our promise.
I put my beard out, so.
Yeah. Me too. So nice. If we get to 150, we'll do a handlebar down there too. So,
oh,
that would look so weird. It would look like a children's playground, right?
Oh, I don't know how that would look. I don't know what I'm imagining right now.
I feel like it would look like an upside down field goal post.
Oh, I was kind of. Like it was like an inseam.
Oh, To me, it looks like a field goal post that was just ravaged by the wind, so it got knocked over. It would also look like an anteater if you look at it just from the front and it's charging you.
Oh, good God.
Anyway, that's if you guys want to hear more about that, visit our podcast called What Would Our Wiener Look Like with Different Pube Hair Shapes, the podcast. But for now, we're going to stick to our self-help advice podcast, and we're going to read this review from Apple Podcast. This one is 5 stars, and it says, "Legit lols. I rarely laugh out loud, but these guys legitimately make me crinkle up and laugh so loud I had to rewind to hear it again. Honestly, one of my new favorite podcasts." And this is by Joe Cohn via Apple Podcasts. So, guys, you heard it. If you want to leave a review and you want it to be heard on the podcast, just go to Apple Podcasts right now. Say whatever's on your mind. It can be shopping list, eggs, milk, cheese. But as long as you leave those 5 stars, leave them. Oh. And we will cram that right up our hearts. Because that's what we love.
We cram it straight into our heart holes.
We will. We will, yes. Oh. Anyway, so leave a review. We'll love you for it. iTunes, Stitcher, subscribe, tell a friend, follow us on Twitter, and chat with us at HyperbolePod. Oh, where is Chris? Here, let me sing an off-tune beat. Where in the world is Chris? So, we honestly thought he was on Mars. That's why we're here, but he's not. But tune in next time for Where in the World is Chris. Anyway, now it's time for the beef. And this is where we break from our monastery and our vows of silence to be able to look at these questions we look at these questions that poor souls have asked, and we mold their souls like raw beef, and then we put it on the fiery grill of heaven, and God helps us cook it to a ripe, tender, savory, delicious consistency for consumption. Did that make any sense at all? Anyway, we answer questions and we give our advice. That's what we do. So, without further ado, Kyle, would you like to pump on the gas and get us on the road to question one?
Yes, I would love to do that. Oh, it looks like we've got a fan question from Kate. Thanks for sending in a question, Kate. That's awesome.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's really, really cool. Anyway, how should I tell groomer to cut my dog's hair? I have a bitchin' freeze.
A Bichon freeze.
Well, all right. So we'll go with the way it's supposed to be said, a Bichon freeze. But I like the bitchin' freeze myself.
I like that too.
Bichon freeze named Tingles that's a pretty cute name. Named Tingles that I'm taking to the groomer for the first time. I don't want Tingles to look ridiculous, but it would be kind of cool to have a fashion-forward look for her. What direction should I give the groomer? Thanks. Oh, well, no thank you, Kate. That's awesome. I like your bitch and freeze question. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Have you seen them?
I just have. You should take your bitch and freeze and just make it like a... Like the hedges that people cut, because it's so fluffy, it just looks like a giant dog sculpture block waiting to be chiseled away at.
Should you paint it green too, so it looks like an actual hedge?
Oh, paint it green and then just make it a hedge. Yeah, like cut the sides flat, and then leave the back, and then like shave the top of the head so that it's like a square and just make it into a hedge.
Oh, that'd be so cool. You could also make it look like a Lego dog. So you could make it all squarey.
That's a good one.
I'm seeing all these like circular ones. They have like puffy heads and stuff.
What if you, okay. So I know that sometimes what you could do is you could shave the whole body and leave the fur on the legs. So it almost looks like Uggs or boots. So that would be kind of cute, but hear me out. What if you actually shaved all of the hair or all of the fur on the whole body and on all of the legs except for the front left so he can look like Mega Man? So it looks like
that's a real bitchin' freeze.
I don't know how bitchin' that would be.
Dude, that'd be so bitchin'. The least popular video game character ever.
Oh. Oh my god. It's so fluffy. Sorry, I'm obsessed with this.
Okay, stop gawking at it and get to the advice, bud. What if you shaved or had the groomer shave our names into it?
That's a wonderful idea.
That's great. That's brilliant.
Or you could shave like bitchin' into it. Or like bitchin' freeze.
Oh. Bitchin' freeze.
Spelled like bitchin'.
Oh, kind of like a tattoo.
Yeah, like, you know how they like, you know how like people get on their hair, on their heads, they like, do they have the short hair and then they like,
do a lightning bolt?
Yeah. And then they like shave shapes into it. But you could do that and then shave bitchin' into, or like bitchin' freeze.
That, okay.
Yeah. Bitchin' spelled bitchen. freeze.
That's a good idea. What if you just, in, you know how cars sometimes have a racing stripe? Why don't you put a stripe on the side and a number, like 57?
Yeah, you could do that.
Or maybe some flames. Put some flames on the side. and then on the top, you can put NASCAR. And then you could also have the groomer shave in all the logos of the sponsors.
Make it like dog toys and like dog food. Like
No. Just regular sponsors from NASCAR. Like Subway, Home Depot.
Again, Badge of Sale and
not that one.
Okay.
Taco Bell.
Dude, Taco Bell, yeah. Go for that one.
What if you have the groomer put a quote in there? You know how people get tattoos with a Bible verse or something? Maybe you could have the groomer shave in a quote that's like, everybody's equal except for me. I don't know. That was a horrible quote. But what if...
We're making t-shirts with that. It's going to be like those sassy, like, I'm a single lady and like red wine shirts. It'd be like that kind of shirt and that kind of lettering, but it's going to be for Stephens.
Perfect.
Everybody's equal but me. I can't think of a better thing to shave onto your dog.
Than a quote. Okay. Did you guys ever watch Care Bears?
Yeah, I
think so.
So maybe maybe just shave its belly and put a heart there.
Oh, that would be adorable.
Oh my god! And then maybe shave it not all the way, but like leave a little hair, and then dye that hair like blue or something.
But then the only thing, the challenge, is it's on all fours, so you have to train it to just walk on the hind two legs so it can show the heart.
God, that'd be so cute.
Yeah.
And you also have to teach it to do the Care Bear stare.
And you also have to teach it to shoot love out of its new heart.
Aww.
Okay.
But sufficiently.
Fantastic. Before question two, we're going into hashtag essentials. And so this is where we look at essentials for the upcoming events in people's lives. So this hashtag essentials is Christmas parties. So Christmas parties are coming up. We need to know what we need to bring to these Christmas parties. So we're going to get one essential each. I don't know why I sound like a guy that's hosting a game show.
Why you're going to get one essential each. Make it count.
All right. And if you get the right essential, you could win a new car. So, Anthony, you go ahead and start and give us the first essential.
I'm going to say a sweater.
A sweater. Okay.
Like a Christmas sweater.
All right, that was good and boring. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and bring the next essential?
Stale fruitcake.
Stale fruitcake. Perfect.
And to any Christmas party.
Perfect. And then I'm going to go in and say a stale fruitcake Christmas sweater. So if you can home bake and home knit, then you're all set.
I got to interject real quick and just say I've never had a fruitcake that wasn't stale. So, by that, there's such thing as stale fruitcake.
It's even more stale.
Eternally, it's even more stale. Okay,
the stalest. Okay,
the
perfect.
Stale's off the scale.
And that was the fastest we've ever done hashtag essentials. Do you guys want to add one more for good measure?
I liked how you just combined our two. Why don't you add one more since you just took Kyle's and mine and smashed it?
All right, fine. Fine.
A stale fruitcake sweater. What does that even mean?
It's art, okay? Be sure.
Another phrase you could shave into your dog.
Okay. Speaking of dogs, you need to bring your Bichon Frise, and you need to make sure that your groomer makes an ugly Christmas sweater out of their fur.
Yeah, that sounds pretty adorable and itchy a little bit, possibly.
It does sound itchy, but that's the price that your dog's going to pay for your popularity. So, Anthony, would you like to read the next question?
I'd love to. So, other than coffee, what are some ways to wake yourself up in the morning? I still feel drowsy from lack of sleep last night. Sincerely, espresso yourself. that was kind of in the name. Although I guess other than coffee. All right, fair enough.
I mean, you could use coffee, but just use it in a different way. So if you're going to make a shot of espresso, instead of putting it in your mouth, just dump it all over your body. I'm sure the scalding hot espresso will wake you right up.
Yeah, you won't feel drowsy.
You might be a little burned.
Yeah, I mean, you could drink tea.
You could surround yourself with an inordinate amount of alarm clocks, kind of like Captain Hook style, you know, like where he starts opening up shelves and closets and doors and all these alarm clocks start falling out and they're all ringing and he's like trying to smash them all, you know, like. I mean, he was definitely awake when that happened. Like, if he was feeling drowsy at all at that point, he was awake at when he started to smash those alarm clocks. So maybe that's a good thing for you to also practice.
I like that.
Yeah, buy a maddening amount of alarm clocks. Set each and every one of them before you go to sleep. And then smash them.
And repeat.
Yeah, in a hook-like fury.
Yeah, you have to have the hook for it.
And,
you have to buy so many alarm clocks that they card you and they do a background check like just to make sure you're all right. Like, are they have to do like a welfare check on you, you know, after you purchase that many alarm clocks. Like, you have to really absurd amount. Like, you got to fill the whole room with them, but I think that would wake you up. That would wake me up. I don't know. I mean, I'm not even Captain Hook, and that would wake me up. So I
right, madness. I don't know if I would ever sleep again. Well, yeah, I guess it'll solve your problem. You just
never sleep again. You don't need to.
Unblinking long into the night until your myriad of alarm clocks start going off again.
And since we're taking a page out of Captain Hook's book, let's go ahead and take the whole chapter. Let's take the whole book. I think what you should do is you should also adopt and mistreat a crocodile, shove an alarm clock in its body, and then have it torment you forever. Isn't that what happens?
And make sure that the focus isn't on how a crocodile had an alarm clock shoved up its body, but more so on how it torments you.
Yeah, really focus on that lingering anger and resentment from the crocodile towards you, and how it just wants to macerate your body. And that will be a motivating factor to keep your senses at high alert at all times.
I think that's a great idea.
So you will never sleep again. You will be so productive.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, you have the crazy cartoon eyes, the bloodshot. You know what I'm saying? Watch the movie.
Your eyes will probably rot from the constant.
Oh my god!
Holy
openness,
shit.
But if that's the case, you'll be able to use your other senses. They will be heightened. So, your hearing's probably going to be shot because of all the alarm clocks that are constantly going off. But at least you'll have your sense of smell and touch. So if you touch scaly substances, that's probably the crocodile about to chomp on you.
So what we're saying is time is running out.
So what we're saying is just think about your inevitable death and it will keep you awake. any other ways to keep yourself awake in the morning? Or I think that's pretty, obvious one. Besides that,
the last one you mentioned is always keeping me awake. So I think that's actually pretty good. I think that's a pretty good one.
Just go back to sleep. Take a little nap, power nap.
Yeah, you know what? I think it sounds like you don't get enough sleep, man, or whoever, you know, like you just need to go back to bed. Okay. You know, why don't you just go back to sleep then?
Perfect. So one way to wake yourself up in the morning is to go back to sleep.
Go back to fucking sleep. Get your goddamn sleep.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Yeah, my God. Take some melatonin. Hey, go to bed at 8. I don't know.
Take some Tylenol PM. Go back in time. And
take AM and PM at the same time, but take PM first.
Okay, perfect. Any other final thoughts before we move on?
Nope.
No.
Awesome. We're going to move on to our next new segment, and this segment is Wisso Wisdom. Gong. And this little pearl is brought to you by Tommy Wiseau. He has graced us with his advice that he posts on Instagram. So what we've decided to do is decipher this advice and spread that message to the public. So I'm going to go ahead and read what Tommy Wiseau has posted. He said, and I'll read it in his voice just so we can get the full effect. He says, if you don't have electricity, you don't have love. You're useless.
That was pretty spot on. That was a good whistle.
Thank you.
Anyway, so that's what Tommy has to say. If you don't have electricity, you don't have love. You're useless. So, guys, what do you think that means? How can we use that in our daily lives to help us?
I think that's like a broader statement, like politically. If you want to look at it that way, like, you know, the people need electricity, and I mean, you can't really live without it, so you can't love, and if you can't love, you are useless. You know, I mean, like, you're just a useless. You just, what are you? You know, if you can't love,
that's an interesting take. What I was taking it more literally, so I thought he was attacking the Amish, because I thought he was saying, "Hey, you Amish, You don't have electricity, you don't have love, and you're useless to the rest of society. So that's where I thought he was going with it.
That sounds better. That sounds more reasonable.
Oh, I just that sounds like the Tommy Wiseau I know.
Right? That's yes. That was probably a rant about the Amish. Anthony, do you have any suggestions? Any interpretations?
Nah, I mean, if you don't, I know. I think he said it. He said it like it is, you know?
I think you're right.
You don't have love and you're useless.
That's a very loving statement from Tommy Wiseau, everybody. So this is Wiseau Wisdom from 2018. This is number 7 in his collection. So we'll be sure every time to fetch a new tender morsel of Wiseau Wisdom and interpret it for you all. So thank you very much. Okay, moving on. We are going to get to the last question, but before we do, we just want to give some plugs and shout-outs. Some shout-outs, Summer, Greta, Tim, Jeff, Kate, Chad, Samina, Kyle, I'm just going to stop thanking you because you're part of the crew now. So,
oh, hey, that's cool.
A big thank you to all of you peoples. We love you, and we embrace you, and we don't know why you're listening to the podcast because it's utter rubbish, but we love that you do. So if you guys have a question, go to hyperbolepodcast.com and fill out the form. Ask us a question. We'd love to answer it, just like Kate has done. If you would like to subscribe, please do. Please leave a review. And if you'd like to support us, go to patreon.com/hyperbole_podcast. And support us. It's also, you can find it from hyperbolepodcast.com. And if you'd like to donate, you will get some goodies in return, and you will help support our fund to be able to get John Stamos on this podcast. We will not stop until we get the Stamos. So that's basically it. That's why we're doing it, right?
Yeah.
There's no other reason or motivating factor for me.
Yeah, I want to meet John Stamos and then die a happy death.
Yeah, you would think that we would be raising money for better equipment and being able to produce better sounding podcasts episodes, but you know, that would be predictable, and whatever happened to predictability, just like the milkman or the paperboy, or I mean, even on TV. And I'm gonna stop singing that song. So, okay, final question. I'll read it. How do you become good enough for eloquent and successful women around 22 to 25 years old? Whenever I see them, I wonder how to talk to them. Please don't waste my time with feel-good nonsense like, wear what you feel comfortable in. What I am looking for is real and usable advice. How do you open? What does a woman like this need to hear to become attracted? I just want something useful that is not some low-life keyboard jockey. Sincerely, Casabrova.
Hello. Let me start by saying, Mr. Brova, that we are not some low-life keyboard jockeys. We're going to give you some good... We're going to step into our advice wine cellar and pick you a bottle from the top.
Yes, we are highbrow advice connoisseurs. So we will give you some advice that has an oaky flavor. It has some fruity tones, but it has a nice finish. So,
Let me tell you about eloquent, successful women around 22 to 25, because I narrowly fit into that age group. You're going to need a handlebar mustache. You're going to need that. You're going to need a single flower, and you're going to need a sweet pickup line. Like, did it hurt? And then when she says, what? Say, when you fell from the fridge because you were a smack.
Oh my man,
dude, God. Dude, that is genius, Anthony. Oh my God.
Oh man. That is classic.
Those are my steps.
I feel like really you good. Had it 99% perfect. The only touch that I would add to right, it. This is the only constructive criticism that I would add is shaping your handlebar mustache so that you can curl it around the rose so that you have it ready so that you can hand it off after you leave your very eloquent remark.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
In fact, let's go with that. I would actually grow that handlebar mustache until it's long enough to be able to be used as an accessory. So if you could just grow it long enough to wrap it around your neck as a scarf, you would look very classy.
Beautiful.
You could also grow it long enough to be reins. So if you ever had to lead a dog sled team, you could do that. You would be capable. And that inspires...
A weird sex thing where she's holding the reins.
That somehow could work. Yeah, I like that.
It's like Balto, or but sexual.
It's like Balzo.
Wait, what?
Oh my God.
So just pick up on what we're saying. If you're talking about men's genitalia, cracking jokes, and double entendres, that's exactly the type of banter that a 22 to 25 year old eloquent woman would like to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man. And you know what? You're saying don't tell me to wear what I feel comfortable in. Look, I'm going to tell you exactly the opposite. Don't wear what you feel comfortable in, because I know what that's going to look like. That's going to look like shit. Okay, don't wear what you feel comfortable in. Your weird, goofy box t-shirt or whatever the fuck, your Minecraft t-shirt, whatever. That's something I would wear, but I'm already spoken for, so I don't need to impress anybody. And I like Minecraft, so but you shouldn't wear that. Don't wear it. I know you're comfortable in it, but don't wear it. So yeah, if you're looking for advice contrary to that, you've come to the right place. What I'm going to say is you need to stuff some socks down into your crotch and you need to make it look bulging. Okay. First of all, that's what women like. That's what women in that age group, love. They go, they are frothing at the mouth, whenever they see something like that. They would go mad with lust, whenever they see
rabid.
With that bulge.
With bulge. Yeah. Yeah. They're loving the bulge. I think that's a great point, Kyle. And I'll just add to that on the topic of wearing what you feel comfortable in. And I would try to make sure that you feel as uncomfortable as possible. So get whatever size shirt you are, go one smaller. Make sure that every inch of that salty, hairy flesh, make sure that it's all popping out. So you're leaving nothing to the imagination. Then going down to the belt, make sure it's a white belt and make sure that the belt buckle is able to create a center of gravity because it's so big. I'd probably do something like a catchphrase like brah or lit. Whenever you talk to her, hold your belt buckle with both hands, pretending like it's phallic. Then... like Kyle said, make sure and exaggerate the bulge. So what I would do is I'd wear pants that are so tight, it looks like a camel toe with a mealworm right in between the knuckles.
like the battle of the bulge down there.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Like it's a piece of grub just playing peekaboo.
Oh my.
Oh.
Oh.
If you want to win women over, you just gotta tell them you got a bitch and freeze, and then and you got them, dude. They're like right there in the palm of your hand, in the palm of your bitch and freeze.
That's a good point. Make sure you call when you talk to her. Make sure that you know your foods. So, and even if you know the name for a food, make sure you use the fancier name. Like, if you're going to say you want a Frappuccino with whipped cream, don't say whipped cream. Say Chantilly.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Whipped cream.
Got it. They're not even gonna. They couldn't care less. They're gonna be. Their pants are gonna be dropping like anvils. Like,
and
they're gonna be dropping like yeah.
And their labia will be frothing with Chantilly.
Chantilly from a Bichon Frise.
Anthony, you're kind of quiet. What are you thinking over there?
Just frothing labias.
Oh.
If you want honesty, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly how it sounds.
And pants dropping like anvils.
Yeah, just like really just like Acme anvils.
Yeah, just smash through the ground.
But I don't want to help this guy because he sounds like a douche.
Yeah. Y'all just looking for some eloquent and successful women around the demographic of age 22 to 25. Not looking for any keyboard jockeys to try and give me any dumb bullshit advice.
Yeah,
looking for real advice.
Don't waste my time with any of that feel good nonsense, like wear what you feel comfortable in. I love how we associate douchebags with people from the Northeast.
I mean,
we're not wrong. That's I've lived it. Yes, that's very true. You know what? Go silent. Don't say anything. Girls love mystery in a man. So just follow them. And
No. Don't follow them.
And then they'll be like, wow, he's so mysterious.
Oh my god. I think I gave my best advice already.
Yeah, I mean this guy just doesn't want to listen to some low-life keyboard jockey like me, so I don't know. I mean, he's not going to take my advice anyway.
He's too good for us with keyboard jockeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go out swinging.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Oh my god.
Dark one. Sorry, that was really dark.
And I'm going to go. That is, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Okay, let's move on. For anyone who's wondering.
Oh my god, nobody cares. I'm gonna say no. I'm kidding. People care. I'm gonna say get into the mind of a successful and elegant woman that's 22 to 25. So do all the things, and this is where we're gonna list offensive stereotypes for eloquent and successful women from 22 to 25. So, what are they?
Do you want to go first with that one, Steph?
Yeah. Okay. So, watch all of the Food Channel Network shows and Instagram all the recipes for baking goods that you do.
Okay. All right. I'm in the right mindset. Yeah. Do that and. Watch Home and Gardens television.
Yes.
It is catnip for them.
So, some important characters for you to know. Chip and Joanna Gaines, the Property Brothers, Property and Brother, and and I don't know any others. Watch The Crown.
Oh my god.
Watch The Crown. That'll make you feel real elegant. And go to Starbucks. Get the Starbucks app so you can order before. And you can pick it up. And you can look at all the peasants that are in line. And and give them a little smirk.
Yeah. Maybe a little hand wave. Like the hand wave where your palm is vertical and your fingers move.
Just like on The Crown.
I think that's...
That's good advice from a couple or a few keyboard jockeys like ourselves.
Yeah, so do that right. Shit, dick, and then see where it gets you.
Yeah. Who's the keyboard jockey now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then wear leggings with Uggs.
Yeah.
Since you cool. don't want to feel comfortable. That'll make you feel real uncomfortable. I'm just imagining a dude wearing leggings and Uggs.
Walking up to get a Starbucks order that he ordered.
While watching The Crown on his phone.
Oh my god.
This sounds like a trash human. This sounds like trash human. And why 22 to 25? I mean, what about a 35-year-old? Why not? I mean, come on. Like, you know, I mean, wouldn't it, the chances of her being successful at 35 be greater? Like, wouldn't that be true? Like, she's had more experience, more, you know, right?
Yeah, I feel like you really got to be happy with yourself first. And you got to... This just doesn't feel like it fits the criteria for a successful and healthy relationship. You should be happy with yourself, and you should enjoy the moments that you have that pass you by every day. Instead of driving over the beauty, walk along with it.
You should shave that into your dog, Seth.
Yeah, right into your bitch and freeze, dude.
I'm going to buy a bitch and freeze just to... shave that into it.
Oh, just shave a bunch of dumb fucking quotes into it all.
Dude, you know it'd be so fucking awesome? Get a Bichon Frise and then shave the Bichon Frise into the back of your head and then have the groomer shave you into the back of its head.
I got you, fam. Oh my god.
So you know what, Casabrova, just get a Bichon Frise.
Get yourself a bitchin' freeze, brother.
Yes.
Something you would get at like a Circle K in fucking Alabama.
A bitchin' freeze.
I'll take All right, on that note, thank you everybody for joining us, and thank you for soaking up our UV rays of advice. So we hope you got a wisdom tan.
A wisdom tan.
Yeah. Thanks so much. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Rub, rub, rub.
Rub, rub, rub. Bye-bye.